So if a horse is not thirsty, taking it to the water is also not helpful. So if people are not spiritually seeking, then what is the point of trying to share Krishna Bhakti? Yeah, I would say that there are three broad categories. One is people who are deeply looking for spirituality. Say there are some Srila Prabhupada disciples who actually left their homes in search for God. They travelled across the world. So they were very seriously seeking God. Now most of us, at least I didn't go out searching for God. Rather God's devotees came out searching for me. So, now in the second category are a large number of people who don't think that they are searching for spirituality because they don't know what is spirituality. All of us have particular conceptions of what spirituality is. And based on our conception, we feel this is not for me. So, in today's world, there are always, but especially in today's world, our perceptions are formed in hundreds of different ways. And based on how our perceptions are formed, we may just keep a long distance from certain things, even if they are not that, even if we would be interested in them otherwise. So this is the second category where people will be open to spirituality, but they themselves may not be interested because they don't really know what is spirituality. And a third category is people who are just not interested. So you could say the first category will be very small, second category will be reasonable, third category will be huge. So with respect to the third category, people are just not interested. All that we can do is just give them some Agyan Sukruti, give them some prasad, give them some, maybe they can keep some sacred books at their home or whatever. And let their spiritual journey just start with some baby steps. So such people, if we push them too much, we will alienate them. So we can't push people too much. So if they're not interested, we open the door of spirituality for them. Sometimes what happens? We open the door and if they refuse to come in, then we bang the door in their face. You are a materialist, you are a demon, you are go to hell and suffer. No, not like that. You know, at the end of an interaction with a devotee, if a person doesn't become interested in bhakti, the person should at least feel, I met a nice person. That appreciation itself is good for them. So for most people in third category, if we just give them a positive perception of Krishna bhakti, that's also good enough. For those in the second perception, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj in one of his lectures said that the duty of a preacher is to find out what are the obstacles between a soul and Krishna and remove those obstacles. So it's not just give a lecture or come to the temple. We find out if we are interacting with people, okay, what is stopping this person from coming to Krishna? Maybe it could be some cultural barriers. I'm not comfortable with this. Or it could be some intellectual misconceptions. It could be some practical requirements in their life or whatever. So then we find out what is stopping them and try to remove them. So most of our outreach will be in the second category. So these three categories that I'm saying also is that prema maitri kruva peksha yaha karoti sa madhyama. Madhyamadikari it says, those who are envious, keep a distance from them. Those who are innocent, show mercy to them. And those who are devotees become friendly with them. So there are some people we might meet and we just meet them and we feel they are already so spiritually evolved. It's just that they are continuing from their previous lives again. There will be a few like that also. So we focus on the second category and create just some Agyan Sukruti in the third category. And how do we know whether somebody is in the second or third category? It is basically we might invite them once, twice, thrice. If people just absolutely say no at all, then just leave it. But if we give them some opportunity to open up and they say, no, I don't like this, then we can address that. So if they are open to having their conceptions examined, then we can help them to come to a better understanding. Okay. Yes.